today is Remembrance Day. Throughout the months that I've had this message on my heart, and honestly, I think it's been years, all God keeps doing, and I mean all, is saying, remember. And by the way, share that. So I am here as an ambassador, as a messenger of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the King of Kings, to say, remember. And there will be various things to share. One of the things I want to share with you is our society, as fun as it is, has dedicated this weekend to remembering our fallen men and women of the armed forces. If you didn't receive or grab one of these little poppies, thanks to the American Legion organization, grab one so that you can remember. It's a symbol. It's not an idol. It's a symbol. And take some and share it with your friends, neighbors, and even the people that you don't like or they don't like you. Remember our fallen people, because without them, we might not be so free. Not even might not, would not be. In a devotional this week, here it comes. Remember. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with what? All the fullness of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do come before you and I thank you. I praise you for being not only my King, but the King of everyone who believes in you, who loves you, and who follows you. May our eyes, ears, and hearts, and minds be wide open to your message today, to remember you, the Almighty God, who loves us so deeply. In all our messiness, in all our goodness, you love us, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. So in that devotion, it says to appreciate art, somebody's got to be either born with it, with that artistic sense, or learn how to do that. Without artistic appreciation, visiting an art gallery can be pretty boring. Can anybody relate to that? I mean, I've gone through them and I go, yeah, ooh, that's my kid's drawing. Oh, wait, that's mine, you know. Without a sense of music appreciation, it is possible to sleep through a symphony concert or a performance of the Metropolitan Opera. Anybody ever done that? I've not been to either one, but I've drifted off in different events because I didn't have an appreciation nor an understanding of it. Well, guess what? So it is with God. Talk about God can become dreary, lackluster, if God isn't in you. Church can become a drab thing. And the Bible, an irksome book. Why? Because if the Holy Spirit does not illuminate your soul with his indwelling presence, that's what's going to happen. The wonderful thing about it is that God has planned life so that if our hearts are dead to spiritual things, something can be done about it. All you have to do is seek him. Wow. We're done. All you got to do, it's that simple. Now, some of us can be over analytical. That was Pastor, wasn't it? No. Sorry, Jim, you're not here. I can be over-analytical too. My wife can affirm to that. I overthink things. The simplicity of it is, I give my life to Christ. How many of you really knew what you were getting into when you said that? Any hands? Anybody? No. Oh, I thought I was the only one. We have no clue. And then somebody comes up and says, here, you need a Bible. Study it. Go ahead, start reading it and get back to me next week. Wow. I know when I grew up in my Catholic home, that was a good paperweight. Because all we needed to know was what we learned at church. And by the way, there are many Catholics who are absolutely stellar Christians. My baby sister is one of them. She has a relationship with Christ that mine pales. She is amazing. Point is, it's simple. Okay, I give my life to Christ, and then what? And guess what? God said, oh, by the way, you people, you're my disciples. Remember? You went through the battle. You went through the training. You went through all this. Oh, guess what I want you to do? What was that? Yeah, don't be bashful. Share it. Oh, but it might not be the right time. You see, they've got this going on and that going on. And oh my, and we're not close. We're not really good friends. Get over ourselves. Mike and Carol Weber had a neighbor who wanted nothing to do with them and their Christian life. As a matter of fact, he threw those Christian cookies at them. Keep your Christian cookies. That man came to know the Lord through their love and their care. And before he died, he gave his life to Christ. Amen. Yeah, amen. That's what we get to do. Now let me back up a little bit, because let's talk about the men and women who gave their life for us and for this country and the freedom of many other people around the world from oppression. As in years past, we remember more than 1,350,000 men and women who have given their lives to defend our country from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. They also defended other people's freedoms around the world. They fought bravely to preserve the freedom for us all. Interestingly enough, some of the men weren't even 17. As a matter of fact, there was a young man in World War II who was the ripe old age of 12. Calvin Leon Graham. He forged his mother's signature so he can join the Navy. And he did. He became a gunner. He went to battle. He was out there Guadalcanal. He helped down 26 Japanese aircraft while his ship was being just trashed. In the midst of that battle, this young man was able to nurse and care for people who were wounded more than he was. He took shrapnel in his eye and his arm. But yet, he thought of whom? Others. Was he a Christian? I have no idea. I looked and I couldn't find the details. But doesn't matter. This man gave his life, was willing to give his life for others. His mom found out because she saw back in the old days, they used to have newsreels at the movie theaters. Mom's home, she's watching the movies, and here come the reels, and she goes, oh, that's my son. She contacted the Department of the Navy and said, what are you doing taking in my son? He's only 12 years old. And they went, oops. Now, they had already given him all kinds of medals and decorations and, you know, what a great war hero and everything. And they stripped him of all that, gave him a dishonorable discharge, because he had lied and forged the signature. Now here's a disabled man, not even an adult. And it devastated him for many, many years. Short version of the long story, he finally got his discharge reinstated to honorable, and the U.S. Navy rightfully returned all his awards and decorations to him. Okay? Took a long time. That man suffered a lot. But you know what? It's guys like him who fought the good fight for us and for our freedom. Most of you, if not all of you, have heard and or read Canadian physician Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae's poem, In Flanders Field. He wrote this poem on May 3rd, 1915, after presiding over the funeral of his friend and fellow soldier, Lieutenant Alex Helmer. The poppy, which was offered to you as you came into the church this morning, is a symbol of the blood shed by military personnel here and around the world. If you didn't get one, grab one on the way out. Now, in the past, you've read it, you've heard it read. Today, I invite you to read out loud along with me this very poem, because it is significant. So let's read it together. In Flanders fields, follow the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead, short days ago. We lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. Remember. We honor our fallen men and women today in respect to their efforts to preserve our physical freedoms of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as written in our Declaration of Independence in 1776. Wherever you rest, we thank you, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and yes, Coast Guard men and women. Oh, by the way, I didn't know this, did you? You probably did. Y'all are smart. The Coast Guard played a significant role in the securing of Vietnam's 1,200-mile coastline. I didn't know that. And I was in the Air Force. Well, that's why, because I was in the Air Force. But anyway, over 8,000 guardsmen and 56 different combat vessels were assigned there. Wow. So never diss on a Coast Guard person, ever. I knew some of them years later, and boy, the stories I've heard. They're on the front lines. Thank you all. All you guys who lived and died for us, remember them. Now, let's think about a situation just a little over 2,000 years ago. There was only one, and only one hero who fell for us, who died for our freedom. Do you remember? Jesus Christ, our spiritual commander in chief in the Air Force. I don't know about the other branches. We used to say the top dog, the big guy. the commander-in-chief. Do you remember why he died for us? Remember, Paul reminds us in the book of Romans, with your Bibles open, please go there. Romans 5, verses 6 through 11. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But Paul reminds us, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were God's enemies, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son. How much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Hear that? We get to boast. Go tell it on a mountain. There's a song about that. It's not just cool to hang around the campfire and sing. Go tell it on the mountain. And as we've heard, and don't use words if you have to. Now, Jesus gave his life for you and I. But now, as Ron, I might mess up his last name, and that's okay, Popiel, whatever, the father of TV infomercials and salesman of the famous Chop-O-Matic and Veg-O-Matic, he says, but wait, there's more. Not only did Jesus sacrifice his life for us, he also conquered sin and death. Ooh, wow, sin and death. He rose from the dead, as Paul reminds us in 2 Timothy, and reminds us now. Remember, Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Isn't that amazing? We get to carry Jesus' message on so that others may do what? Obtain salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Wait a minute, I didn't sign up for that when I said, yeah, I accept Jesus Christ. Did you? You might have, but I'm like, duh. We get to do that. Because we have the freedom, because Jesus Christ gave his life for us. Wow. Now, I used to hear people say stuff like this before, and I went, because I had no appreciation. I guarantee you, yesterday, God drove it home. If you don't get it now, buddy, you're worse off than I thought, and I better get all the angels working on you. God doesn't forget us. Christian author Henry Nouwen is quoted as saying, nothing helps us make the movement from our little selves to a larger world than remembering God in gratitude. Such a perspective puts God in view in all of life. That's why it's so important for us to follow Paul's advice and remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead. Just a month ago, we all mouthed this phrase, "He is risen." Oh gosh, great memories. Okay, you passed the test. All right. He is risen indeed. He conquered everything for you, you and I. Wow. God will never forget this. He will not forget us. Think of this beautiful passage from Isaiah 49:15. He says, "Can a mother forget her infant without be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget." Wow. If you think God forgot you, if you haven't heard it yet this morning, hang on. We're almost done, as they say. Jesus is the first soldier. He is the first and only commander-in-chief of our spiritual life, our freedom. If you will, that's what he's known as. To sacrifice his life for you and I. Why? To be the atonement for our sins. Why? That we have an open door to God, our Heavenly Father. That just blows my mind. Now we may choose to not only believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, but in believing that Jesus died for us and rose from the dead, we get to live with God for all of what? Eternity. Yes. Woohoo! I can't wait. Let's partay. Oh, okay. I'm supposed to be serious. Forget that. God has a sense of humor, trust me. I'm looking at it. And I looked in the mirror this morning. We're commanded to follow him after we say yes. We've heard the messages about living like Jesus, living for Jesus, and much more for many a year. Today we are called to remember two things. To honor the men and women who sacrificed their lives for our physical freedom. We are called to remember and honor Jesus Christ's sacrificed life for our spiritual and eternal freedom. Remember. Remember. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we've heard so many times how we need to remember your undying faithfulness to us, your love for us, your compassion for us, your forgiveness of our sins. We sin over and over, like Paul said, "Why do I continue to do the things that I do and I should not do and not do what I should?" I pray, Lord, that for whether it's myself or anyone else in this room today that needed to have this light bulb moment, this aha moment of, oh yeah, we are free physically thanks to the men and women who gave their lives for us to live in this land of the United States of America. But if not, more important, that you died for us, that we have spiritual freedom and life forever with you, the Almighty God. We just thank you and praise you. And as we go forth this week, may we take this message that I believe came from you, Lord, and burn it into our hearts, minds, and spirits, and free, feel free, because we're called to share this with others, that they may also have a relationship with you and eternal life. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.